If love was the original duty, what was the original sin? Failure to love, certainly, for all sin, though, is a failure to love. Murder, theft, false witness, all are failures to love. But what kind of failure to love was the original sin in the Garden of Evil, in the Garden of Eden? Jesus says that the devil was a murderer from the beginning and that he is the father of lies. So we have it on good authority that the devil failed to love by lying to Adam and Eve and murdering them by enticing them to sin. So we have false witness, but that's what the devil did to get Adam and Eve to sin. And we have murder, but that was the result of getting Adam and Eve to sin. What was Adam and Eve's original sin, which actually plunged mankind into death? Adultery. Now, this requires some explaining, but it is explaining that is necessary to understand not only what really happened in the garden, but the ramifications. What is the heart of our fallenness as it is directed toward God? And how does that explain so many other aspects of our fallenness? Why is monogamy and marital fidelity such a big deal in the Bible? Our modern naturalistic age has taught us that man's state of nature was polyspiritual and polysexual, random, free, amoral spirituality and sexuality. And it teaches us that monotheism and monogamy were social conventions invented and imposed to further the evolution and survival of the species. Of course, that suggests that neither has any real truth to them, but are convenient fictions, and further that they can and should be discarded when they have served their evolutionary purposes. Because after all, they are repressions of freedom, self-identity, self-actualization, and self-fulfillment. When they've served their limited purposes, they have to go. If our modern age says anything today, it is the resounding acclamation that they have overserved, and it is past time that they be thrown out. But the Bible presents a very different view. The Bible says that the so-called state of nature was not one of random spirituality and sexuality, but of monogamy in both. It tells us that we were created for monogamy, spiritually toward the one true God, and sexually toward our wife or husband. And it teaches us that we're created for monogamy spiritually only within covenant to the one true God. And it teaches us that sex only in covenant with one's husband or wife is the baseline. It is the original purpose for which we were created. That part of the essence of our highest worth and dignity as images of God, and the fact that it is part, is seen precisely in that we were created for monogamy. Love is at its deepest root monogamous, both spiritually and sexually. That means that marriage is not a function of human sexuality. Rather, human sexuality is a function of marriage. It also means that marital fidelity is not ultimately about denying ourselves of pleasure, but about indulging ourselves in a greater pleasure. Psalm 16, which Peter tells us on the day of Pentecost, is actually the prayer of Christ. Christ says to the Father, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." This was the essential promise that Jesus looked to in the resurrection. It tells us the nature of God, joy, pleasure forevermore. It also tells us the nature of God of creating us in his image, that we're to partake in that. And it also means by implication that the monogamy for which we were created, both spiritually and sexually, are part of that high joy and that high pleasure. This is what Chesterton had in mind when he said in Orthodoxy, and I think he just nails it here, I could never mix in the common murmur of that rising generation against monogamy, because no restriction on sex seems so odd and unexpected as sex itself. Keeping to one woman is a small price for so much as seeing one woman. To complain that I could only be married once was like complaining that I could only be born once. It showed not an exaggerated sensibility to sex, but a curious insensibility to it. A man is a fool who complains that he cannot enter Eden by five gates at once. Until we get this, we will never truly embrace fidelity and reject adultery, either spiritually or sexually. Indeed, we will never embrace God's will and reject sin in any context.